The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We'll be back at it tomorrow for the Christmas Eve show. I always do it by myself. Always super fun. We're going to keep this early 90s hip-hop train on the tracks. It's a little Bone Thugs and Harmony from the early 90s right here. Getting you ready for your commute home. Hanging out with the Danny Brulier, Toby Altheiser on G&D on the fan. It's the first of the month, folks. Cash your checks and get up with Bone Thugs and Harmony. This, I was just thinking, listen to that highlight. Because there's so many highlights. Terrace put together a montage of all the highlights. And five turnovers,
yes.
Toby.
Insane.
Like, there's none of this should have happened. None of it. This should have been a where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Can they ever beat a good team? What do they need to add? What should this offseason shopping list be? Let's, you know, get to the playoffs if they can and you know, mess around and be cannon fodder for somebody. It's not. They turned the ball over five times. Saquon Barkley had 110 yards on the ground in the first quarter, basically. And they won the football game.
Yeah.
What's the most unlikely part of it? Of yesterday, how it happened. What's the thing where you go, you can't count on that. Like, that crazy thing had to happen, followed by this crazy thing, followed by 200 other crazy things. What's the most unlikely thing?
I mean, it's got to be that you had five turnovers and you were able to overcome it. I mean, I'm rewatching the game last night, and the second Brian Robinson fumble, they go, oh, that's a mistake you can't have against a good team. You can't overcome those. But they did. I don't get it. You turn the ball over, by the way, five times. You turn it over twice with Brian Robinson. Right before the half, Jaden Daniels sails it over Luke McCaffrey's head. So you got three. Then you De'Ami Brown fumbles coming out of the half. And then, okay, everything's aligned. It's perfect. You're getting the ball back with 3 minutes to go. You've got a real shot here. You're just down two, getting field goal range, win this thing. And what happens? Jaden forces it on second down and ends up with another pick. The game's over, right? It's got to be. No, they got one more chance somehow and they overcame it. Five turnovers in the game and they still put up 36. By the way, the Brian Robinson second fumble comes in good field position. You're already in field goal range.
Uh-huh.
They could have had more points. They started multiple times. You alluded to this earlier. His first fumble of the day, Luke McCaffrey has an awesome return. They're starting near midfield and he fumbles right away. Their first possession of the game. They don't get it on a fourth down. That doesn't technically count as a turnover, but you turn it over on downs. That's in good field position. Somehow they finished with 36 points, turned it over five times in spots where they already could have had points. It makes no sense that they put up that many points with that many turnovers.
So many out-of-character things. Because when you start going down the list of attributes for Jaden Daniels, you don't have to go very far before you go, and he takes great care of the football.
Yes.
Now, I know the second half of the season here, really the last 5 weeks, you're talking five interceptions over the last five games. So, but still, by and large, you're talking about a guy that's going to finish number one in Rookie of the Year voting. He and Brock Bowers, if Bowers was a quarterback, might have a chance, but he's not. It's Daniels, please and thank you. But through, whatever it is, what was it, 10 games, had two picks. And some pretty prolific production. The production has kind of continued to ramp up. Some bad luck there, whether it's, you know, a pass that's sailed or, you know, deflection. Stuff's going to happen. It's normal for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. But still, takes great care of the football. Well, both his interceptions were not great plays. Like, he sailed a football over the middle that where McCaffrey was open and then made a forced decision that's out of character for him.
Yes.
It couldn't be more out of character for Brian Robinson to fumble. Quite literally, he had zero. I'm not talking about fumbles lost. He had zero fumbles this year. If you, what do you say about Brian Robinson? You don't have to go far down the list of attributes before you go, well, he doesn't fumble the football, and he fumbled twice yesterday. Dami Brown fumbling, yeah, all right, you know, not that great a player, whatever. Yeah. Him screwing up, fine. I can get, but the two guys who you'd go, I know they're not going to screw me, both with being careless with the football on both counts. Both did. And they scored 36 points and won the game. Devontae Smith dropping the pass that he doesn't drop. And they won the game. Hurts getting injured. I understand that. That's a major factor. And they, you know, end up stopping them, making the adjustment, and they win the game. Giving up well over, 150 yards rushing to Saquon Barkley. You tell me that with two touchdowns, I go, well, they lost. They won the game. Nothing about yesterday makes any sense at all.
None.
When you start to add it up.
No, I mean, and if you go back and watch the game, it's one of those where if you go back watching it with the same sort of emotion, it's just a complete roller coaster. It's completely wild where that first quarter, you're like, I'm done. I'm going to turn the TV off. I'm going to find something better to do with my day. You feel a little bit better as the game goes on. Then the fourth quarter, you've got a shot. Then it's taken away. Then you got a shot again. It's just, it's wild that that game took on a life of its own. Where as a Washington fan, there was the lowest of lows and the highest of highs, maybe all season, right? I mean, this was it wasn't a must-win game. I think a lot of fans, which frankly was a little crazy to me to listen to a lot of callers this past week before the game, calling and kind of dismissing Washington's chances. I always felt like there was a shot, right? You feel like there, especially against the divisional foe with Jaden, you felt like there's a shot. A lot of people kind of dismissed it, though, as like, all right, so next week against Atlanta's must-win because they're not going to win this week. A lot of people looked ahead to Atlanta.
I did. That's how it felt to me.
And it was crazy to see that. To go, okay, first quarter, yep, we were right. They let's look ahead to Atlanta. It's just wild that everything, like you said, so much out of character where Philadelphia couldn't get the run game going after the first quarter. And the defense stepped up. And just so many different things. It's almost hard in a 4.5-hour radio show to hit everything that happened yesterday because you want to spend the whole time talking about Jaden. But if you take Jaden out of it, which one, that takes away everything Washington did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like there's a million things you could go off on. We could talk about timeout usage. We could talk about the defense in the first quarter versus the other three quarters. Like you've talked about all day, what did they look like with Jalen Hurts on the field versus without him? Like there's a billion different things you go on to, and it was one game. It's wild.
Yeah, multiple games within one game. We do this at the conclusion of Monday shows after they play on a Sunday. And it's kind of your point here, Tobias. It's not... Listen, we talked about the headlines and we should. A little something we like to do called Don't Forget About. Don't forget about the fact that Luke McCaffrey was great in the return game. Now, I know it didn't lead to a ton of points. One of the fumbles that we're talking about happened after a big return. He had a 47-yarder, damn near broke it. All the way to the house was maybe, you know, one extra step or a quicker cut away from going back inside and getting past the kicker. But he was really good. Averaged almost 31 yards per kick return. To put it in perspective, that's 10 more than Kenneth Gainwell averaged for Philadelphia, and it's a lot more than Jeremy McNichols averaged, too. They might have found something there in Luke McCaffrey. He looked really comfortable returning kicks.
And I thought he was good on that screen as well, that they got late in the ballgame as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about Dan Quinn getting back to the aggressiveness on fourth down. 2 for 3 on fourth down, but first possession of the game, 4th and 1 at your own 49. They're going for it. 4th and 4 at the Philly 39, trailing by 14, 8-11 to go in the second quarter. They're going for it. And then you just heard Dan Orlovsky talking about this coming into this segment. 4th and 11 at Philly's 41, 27-14 the score. They go for it. It was a heck of a return to what they had done most of the season. They'd gotten away from it a little bit. They got back to it being aggressive on fourth down.
Don't forget about the fact that late in this game, there was a brilliant play call by Philadelphia. They're down 28-27 on a 1st and 10. They get every look that they want. Saquon Barkley on a wheel route goes down the right sideline, is open. The ball is there. Don't forget about the fact that Bobby Wagner breaks that pass up. if Barkley catches it clean, then maybe he's able to kind of roll away. It's a completion, and that's that. Because he's still kind of not bobbling it, but almost bobbling it, like juggling a little bit, gives Wagner the chance to recover, and instead of just sort of diving and hitting him or whatever, tries to get his hand in the way to disrupt that completion. Now, it ends up, they have to settle for a field goal. Even though they got a fourth down not that far afterwards, that would have been a in-scoring position already type play, which changes that drive. It was a first and 10, and just perfectly dialed up. Right after that first fourth down call, that short little pass to the left, the Devontae Smith, they got the look, they found it, and Wagner never stops playing. As soon as he does, that's the gold jacket. That dude's awesome. I love that he's here. He's not the same player he was a handful of years ago. He's still pretty damn good, though. Don't forget about that play.
Don't forget about Jaden Daniels on a third and long, checking into a quarterback trap play and picking up the first down. It was a beautiful look where they had the linemen spread out, so it was a good look to run into. They were in empty, and you heard him calling out Remington, Remington, Remington. Olsen was joking about it afterwards. Well, we know what that play is now. They run a little quarterback trap. Jaden's able to pick up the first down there. A lot of his rushing yards yesterday were scrambles and stuff that he made up after when nothing was there. That one was called, and it was beautifully executed.
And speaking of that, don't forget about either, I don't know if the receivers didn't get the check with me, I don't know if Daniels messed up or they messed up. I have no idea. Daniels immediately took blame, by the way. I just love him so much. But when a play is broken because he's trying to throw a screen to the right, he just said, okay. And he had to dart upfield super quick. Not a lot of time to waste. I think that's right before they took their second time out. Left him with a third and one. Then they go Robinson, then Spike, then touchdown to win it. But that's a broken play. Instead of panicking and throwing it away or whatever, he got the yards he could, recognized it very quickly, turned nothing into a little teeny tiny something. We still got a Caps power play to do, so I want to do that first here, Darius, and then we'll play the Darius montage. So let's do a little Caps PP. They got the Bruins tonight in Boston, second game of a back-to-back. The Bruins are the usual good Bruins selves. They are third in the Atlantic Division with 40 points, and this is a talented team that's got pretty much a little bit of everything at this point. They have actually struggled to stop goals against. I think they are 22nd in the league in terms of goals allowed. Record's still pretty good, 18-13-4. They've already made a coaching change, so it's a little bit of a mess up there, but they're still talented, still a rival. But Caps have done this. They've kind of taken these adverse situations where it's like 5 days off, then back-to-back, and kind of these weird, quirky travel things that are the hallmark of hockey before Christmas, and they've answered the bell nearly every time. Big win yesterday. Travel to Boston hoping for a point or two, and that is your Caps power play. So one of the things we like to do is to put Dad to work, and he does something really, really well. There's a lot of things really well. We love Darius. But he does these montages where all the joy from the games, Tobe.
It's incredible.
He'll put it in this little thing, and you get goosebumps when you listen to it. So it's a high bar. It's not fair, Christian Darrisaw, but the hairs on my arm are already kind of standing a little bit. They're ready to go.
Don't let us down.
Darius, do it. It's like watching Michelangelo paint.
It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, without further ado, and I'm not even sure what ado is, by the way. It's like no more waiting, I suppose. Let's play the Darius montage. This is all from yesterday, and it's both found in two places. One in our computer system and two in my heart. So, Darius, take it away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is four down territory at this point. Daniels given time. He's got a man for a touchdown. It's Jamison Crowder.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels was the best player in the NFL this weekend. And he's unflappable. He doesn't blink.
Bring an extra man here. Wants McLaurin. He's got him. Touchdown, Commanders. 32 yards, two big ones through the air on this drive that goes 96 yards.
I've seen it since the day he walked into the building. He's just different, man, and he's so humble. He's led by God, and that's why him and I just get each other, man. He's a true competitor, and I'm glad he's on our team. I'm glad I get to play with him, develop with him. But he never flinches. Good or bad plays, he keeps even keel, and he just continue to keep attacking. So we just wanted to rally around him, make some plays for him. But he's a ball player, man, so I'm glad he's on our team.
Third down and two. He'll look to throw. End zone, thrown low, but caught. Olamide Zaccheaus, a touchdown.
Means a lot. Came a long way. This is what DQ talked about this whole week. If we want to be one of the heavy hitters, we got to go beat the top dog.
Quick snap. Flags in the secondary. Daniels has an open man. Blown coverage. Zaccheaus. Zaccheaus. Touchdown. Tie game.
Resilience. We turned over the ball a lot. We did not play perfect at all today. And for him to act like it didn't even happen, to drive us down there, to make the plays that we needed to make to win the game, that's what it's about. And he's only in his first year. And we're just building this thing. We got a long way still to go. But I'm proud of the way he shows resilience every time. I'm always rocking with number five.
This is fourth down and extra long here. Fourth and 11. Daniels steps up. Daniels needs inside the 30 with his legs. He'll get it. Jaden Daniels, a first down and more to the 11.
That fourth and 11 run is the play of the game. The fourth and 11 where he's got to take off with his feet, but he has to take off and make a decision of, am I going to go get that first down or not? And it's not only am I going to take off and run with the football or not throw it, it's also he's 3 or 4 yards short of that first down marker, and Philly defensively is bearing down on him. He doesn't slide. He doesn't leap. He doesn't dive. He goes, no, I'll trust my speed and take off. He doesn't get that. They don't win that game. It is an unbelievable season that he is putting together right now.
McLaurin to the bottom of the screen. Second and goal. 10 seconds. Daniels fires. End zone. Touchdown. Jamison Crowder. Preposterous. 5 turnovers. And the lead with seconds remaining.
Just resilience. You know, obviously we didn't play clean football. We turned the ball over too much. Defense did a hell of a job keeping us in the game, making them kick field goals until we got going.
I love Jaden Daniels. I love Terry McLaurin.
I love you, Dak.
Darius, good job, dude.
Let Darius cook.
Right?
Let Darius cook.
Permit him to cook.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the audience loved it. That was nice. Yeah, that's good to get your flowers there. I love those things. I'm a sucker for it. When you get to relive Philly sadness, that's good. And especially if we're the ones that did it. You know what I mean? It's not, it's one thing if, Atlanta had done it or, Cleveland had beaten them. That's fine. I mean, it's good. But we didn't, and it was our guy kind of right in their mouthpiece.
Yeah. And it wasn't just, one touchdown or two touchdowns.
No.
That was a long montage because there were five
of them. There were five. And then other people were saying nice things about our guy. Isn't that so much fun?
So much fun.
Toby, thank you, man. It's good to hang out with you.
Been great.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm not seeing you tomorrow. I am. What's the deal?
I'll be in with B. Mitch tomorrow.
He's so busy. He's so busy.
I'm all over the place.
I don't know. Listen, I might see. I think Darius is here tomorrow. Max, are you here tomorrow? All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow at least. And we're going to hang out. We're going to have fun. It's a Christmas show. Austin Eckler joins us at 5. Until then, never forget that Jaden Daniels beat the Eagles. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for coming. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.